This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we have to circle back to the Boulay Martin program. And the reason we have to circle back to that program, Boulay Martin decides to finally talk about the migrant crisis after silence forever. He hasn't said a word. So, you know, that if you've been following the Democrats, now they're talking about the migrant crisis that's happening in this country. But it's not how the majority of people is talking about it. You understand? Now, the video that Boulay Martin did on his platform, is so many parts of that we can do a whole podcast on. And I'm weighing, maybe I should take my time with certain parts of it that Boulay Martin said. But today we're focusing on his fellow cohort, Dr. Greg Carr. Now, I don't need much of what he's saying to bring a point, but it's one thing to have your political ideologies and, you know, you like the Democrats for whatever reason, it's your right to like the Democrats. If you want to vote for Joe Biden, it is your right. I don't understand it, but it's your right. But when you're outright lying, I have an issue with that. When you outright disrespecting our, you know, Black American ancestors, our culture, our people, et cetera, just so you can collect a check from the Democrat Party, I have a problem. Now, I want y'all to listen to this. Like I said, I'm going to stop it. And it's only two sections I need to go talk about today with this. But let's cue up the first clip.
I don't think that there's an answer really to this because it has been framed. Immigration is a problem. That is the framing. That is a lie. That is incorrect.
So Dr. Greg Carr said everyone is focusing on the migrant crisis and people are saying all over the country, not just one group of people, all over the country, that this migrant crisis invasion is an issue. But according to Dr. Greg Carr, that is a lie. Now, when you have 300,000 people going to the border last month alone, according to Dr. Greg Carr, that's not a problem. When you have over 2.5 million people showed up to the border to get into this country, and most of them did, that's not an issue and problem at all. They are promoting now that the migrant crisis isn't no kind of issue. It's just Donald Trump and the Republicans. It's MAGA. And, oh, any Black person to take issue with this, oh, you just taking white supremacist, white nationalist talking points. That's the whole thing. Is that, so Black people in Chicago, let's start with you. And let me get to why I even started talking about the migrant crisis. I really started talking about the migrant crisis, even though it's been an issue in our state for a long time. But a lot of those people kind of stay in the border areas. So they really don't come up too far. So if you know about the border towns in Texas, it's like, you know, satellite Mexico. You want to say that, right? But when he had Operation Lone Star, because when the Biden administration got in, it was a mad rush to the border. And Greg Abbott said, okay, fine. You a sanctuary city? I'm sending them your way. I start looking at the migrant crisis when it started hitting Chicago. Because y'all know me, y'all know how I am. My motto about my platform is we focus our energy on our community. We're not going to be doing all these side quests. Only way I'm going to talk about other things, unless it centers right back to our community. If it's not affecting us as a community, let somebody else deal with that. I don't have to talk about it. But if it's directly affecting the Black community, whether here in America, throughout the world, you'd better believe I'm going to talk about it. And when I kept seeing how Brandon Johnson was handling this migrant crisis And we know from experience that anytime people come over here, they dump them in the black communities and they start stripping resources away from the black community. That's when I really start paying attention to it. And that's when I start talking about it even more. And then as I look deeper into it and look at how, wait a minute, this is a policy from Biden, because at least I can give Obama this much credit. Obama was even getting them out of here a lot faster than Trump was getting them out of here. He just did it in a quiet way. Trump was kind of loud in how he did it, but Obama was getting them on out of here too. Look at the numbers in his 8 years. But Biden has this open border policy and just flooding America with people. Nobody know who they are. Nobody know where they come from. This has been proven that certified gang members have come across this border. Terrorists have come across the border. Last night when we showed the video to you guys from California where they run up on boats running in neighborhoods. Who is these people? That's literally like an invasion. And your Democrat politicians isn't doing anything but let a black person breathe wrong. And the 30 police are on us. Let a black person jaywalk. He can get or she can get beat up by the cops. But these people storm and invade the United States of America. And that's okay. That no matter who they are. So Greg Carr says the migrant crisis isn't a problem. Hey, brothers and sisters in New York. Is it a problem? Because last time I checked, even Democrat Mayor Eric Adams said it's a problem.
This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. Now we're getting people from all over the globe have made their minds up that they're going to come through the southern part of the border and come into New York City.
He's been loud about saying it's an issue and problem. So what Greg Carr is talking about, oh, is he mad with Eric Adams? Because, you know, the Democrats are very upset for him saying that. See, what I don't understand, Greg Carr, you and Boulay Martin and the rest of you guys, all y'all part of Boulay, you know. I mean, I can call you Boulay Carr, you know. So, yeah, I'll probably call you that. So Dr. Boulay Carr, I'll give you that name. So Dr. Boulay Carr, I don't understand the logic in a lot of y'all mind. You're supposed to be a part of a community of black people. When did it come into your mind that I must separate myself from my complete community to serve the interest of racism, white supremacy? Because that's what you're serving. You're serving that particular interest because what you're advocating is harming your community. You guys in the Boulay detach yourself from the community. But see, let me tell you why they detach themselves. The Boulay sold out. And you have to understand, the Boulay has a vested interest in keeping the status quo going. They have a vested interest for things not to change. So all that y'all talking about reparations, you talking about empowerment, you talking about, hey, we need to focus on our culture, our community, our this. Notice they're more upset with us saying that, the Boulay members, the Democrat shields, they're more upset with us and have vitriol than even a racist would. Do you understand? Pay attention to them. Even racist isn't talking that foul or that angrily. It's them. Why? They're no different than, you remember Steven from Django? Steven had a good position on the plantation. Steven had a little authority. Steven was next to his master Calvin on the plantation. So when you have someone like Django show up about to try to mess up his position on the plantation, because see, you understand, the Boulay is cool being a slave. They just want a good position on the plantation. They don't want to be free. That's what you got to understand. They don't want to be free. They get offended when you say B1. They get offended if you say FBA. They get highly offended. They get angry with you way more than any racist could. Because when you talk about empowerment, when you tell them folks, hey, look, you know, the Democrats, look what they have been doing to us for over 50, 60 years. Look what they've been doing. Hey, maybe we should try the other side. Or if we are so emotional about the other side, we can try the couch. Either way, let the Democrats wither on the vine because they don't do nothing for us. They think about it. They curse us. They curse us. They call us names. They insult our intelligence. Why? They shame you, attempt to. They ancestor shame you. You know, telling you your ancestors died. How are you going to sit up there as ancestor shaming? They do all of that. Right? All of that. Just so they can keep their position in the status quo. It may be a position at the HBCU, because we know the majority of HBCUs are ran by Boulé. They're not focusing on the greater good of the community. They're not. They're always talking about we need money for HBCUs, but yet our kids can't go to HBCUs for free. If the government is giving y'all money, every time y'all look up, y'all going to look for money for HBCUs, but you don't. I don't never see none of you HBCUs out here in the black community say, hey, I got a scholarship for that young brother. I got a scholarship for that young sister. Because we get government money. So we got to give that government money back to the community and bring these kids up here to get a free education so they don't have to go into freaking debt. You're talking about student loan debt. It shouldn't be no student loan debt for black children because all HBCUs always up there talking about they need some money. And they get it. Trump gave them money. Even Biden gave them some money. It may not have been the money they wanted, but he gave them something. And yet that never turns into scholarships for our children who need the opportunity. That's what I'm talking about. They want positions in the Democrat Party, the AK, they love plantation. They get little jobs in corporate America. They look, notice, these Boulé members and Shields, they don't push you to create businesses in the black community so we can create businesses, grow our businesses, so we can hire our brothers and sisters in the community. They don't push that. What do they push? A job. Who the job ran by? The folks. They never push home ownership. They're only pushing themselves. Emotionalism to get you to keep voting for Democrats so they can stay good on the plantation. And you have to understand, saying statements like that, that's to keep the status quo going. They don't care how all the situation with the migrants going to take resources away from the black community because they get their checks. They don't care if you go to hell in a handbasket, black America. They're going to be good. They got passports. Oh, they'll be over. Listen, it get bad and then everybody looking for them. Oh, you won't find them. Why? Because they'll be on business class flights out of here. Not dealing with you. You better believe that. Them Boulé members are not going to suffer. So they don't mind handing you to them. They don't mind. They're paid money to get you to go out there and vote Democrat. They're not paid to make you critically think. They're not paid to hold the Democrats accountable. They're not paid for that. And I'm going to tell y'all over and over and over again, Boulé Martin is mainstream media. He's just not on the mainstream media platform. Just as much as like you don't have legitimacy for the mainstream media and you don't trust them because they lie, Boulé Martin, that's what he gets into propaganda. He's always trying to come up here and try to get you into the same problem that you had before. And his issue is, and all his panel most of the time, the issues are, is that we're not falling for that Boulé shucking and jiving because we know the Boulé is an enemy to black America because they are propped up by continuing the oppression and degradation and the disempowerment of black America. So yes, they're going to say immigration is not a problem. Well, Boulé Carr, why don't you, since immigration isn't a problem, Dr. Boulé Carr, why don't you tell Biden that you got some rooms available in your home and you want to take in a couple of migrant families? Notice all the people that's advocating for it, none of them is opening their homes. And they talk about all migrants on the streets. You got a home. Give the migrants your address and let them come stay in your home. Because I'm doing Boulé checks is good. So let them stay in your home. You feed them. You do everything with them. I would take y'all more seriously if you take them into your homes. Brandon Johnson, take them to your home. All you Democrat politicians, take them into your homes. Lead by example. Y'all out here asking people to take migrants to take you home. We got an extra room. You lead by example. You show us some migrant families that you brought to your house. Show us how they living in your house. Then when all you Democrat politicians have migrant families living in your house, then you could come and tell the people, hey, I got a family of migrants staying with me. I got two families of migrants staying with me. It's been great. They're like my new family now. They teaching me Spanish. I'm teaching them English. You know, we're having a great time. Why don't y'all do that? If immigration isn't a problem and everybody just making it up. I don't want to hear no talk from no Democrats saying that when they're not going to open up their household to migrant families. Please, let's continue.
We, of course, are the largest population of forced immigrants in this country, having been brought here against our will. And everybody but the indigenous people is an immigrant.
That last part right there, what really made me make the video. The Democrats have been running with this because they, you know, they always trying to tie us to somebody else's issue. Because we are the only people that have legitimate claims to justice in this country. We have been the moral authority to fight injustice. So if you attach Black America to it, you get more social capital. This is why every group want to use our tactics, our slogans, our sayings, the way we protest, the way we boycott. They want to use everything we have done because they saw the results of what we have done. But the difference is we got the spirit and they don't. That's the difference. They've been trying to say that Black Americans are immigrants. Saying Black Americans are immigrants, or we was forced to immigrate here, is the most disrespectful thing that you can say about our ancestors. So you mean, let's go on logic here. And Dr. Boulay Carr, you're supposed to be smart, right? I say supposed to be. An immigrant have a home country. An immigrant makes a choice to come to a said country. And that immigrant can be even deported back to their home country. Immigrants aren't forced here in chains, sir. Immigrants don't have their language stripped from them. They don't have their name stripped from them. Immigrants are, look at the migrants now. Is somebody chaining them up and beating them, forcing them into the farms in America? And that's where they stay? Is the migrants that's coming in here today, are they doing to their women, children, and men? Are they bug breaking them on these plantations and farms here in America where they can't leave and their whole life they're there until they pass on?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Likening our ancestors to a doggone immigrant is extremely disrespectful, and that's why where you cross the line. In one minute, you want an ancestor shame saying, hey, your ancestors died so you can vote. But yet you turn around and disrespect the ancestors to try to lower them to the immigrants. I don't know no slave in human history that say, you know what? I'm going to leave my home and I'm going to willingly go into slavery. And I'm going to ride at the bottom of a boat where people are chained up side by side, where people are defecating, people are hungry, bleeding, not giving them showers. Many of our ancestors didn't even make it across. My ancestor made it. My ancestor made it to Virginia. My ancestors made it from Virginia, sold into slavery on an auction block to be put on sugarcane plantations in Louisiana. You mean to tell me my ancestors and my family, that's what they chose? They chose to come here? Listen, even racists don't even have that narrative. Now, the racists say, well, your people sold you, but they never said that you by choice went into slavery. Think about it. That is worse with what he just said than even a racist have ever said. Basically, if you think about it, blaming Black Americans for being enslaved. Because, say, remember, if we are forced immigrants, it's still when you immigrate, that's still a choice. Then, Dr. Boulé Carr, if we are immigrant, what nation can I return to? What's my nation? I want to know. What is my real name? What's my language I'm supposed to be speaking right now, since I'm an immigrant? See, they don't mind disrespecting Black America because Master Biden and the Democrats is cutting them a check. And they're so desperate. Listen, this is a conversation of desperation. Y'all say the Democrats are desperate right now, flooding the zone. No. These right here are desperate. Because no matter what they say, they see them polling numbers. They see a good amount of Black folks is going to vote for Trump. They also see a good amount of Black folks is going to vote for that couch, too. They see that. So they got to use every kind of trickery, deception, propaganda to try to get you as Black Americans to get right on in line to be back on that plantation with them. You'll never get nowhere. Think about it. How has Black America progressed under voting for these people? These people don't promote Black businesses. And I'm a big proponent of Black business. Why? Because if we create our own businesses, you'll make more money creating businesses than you do working for a corporation. Two, you can make enough money where you can provide jobs in our community. We don't have to worry about going to work for the folks and have a glass ceiling. They work for the folks and they don't get paid right, but somebody in the folks community could come in and they train them and they become their supervisor and make more than them in 6 months to a year. They don't care about that. They're not advocating for us to build our own communities, build our own schools, grocery stores, have our own doctor offices and hospitals and you know, they're not advocating for those things. They want you to have the same thing. They want to get their check. They want you to work a little Walmart job. Right? And they're all good. Into the next 2 years, they need you to come out and vote Democrat again. This is utterly disrespectful. And I'm proud of a lot of y'all because I've seen, because, you know, people have pointed out to me that y'all are not letting them get away with any of this. Boulé Martin and his cohorts don't have any kind of legitimacy. They don't. Y'all talk about Candace Owens and all of them and how and with the things that they say. They're no different than Candace Owens. Like, I don't get how some people say, man, yeah, Roland, oh, he this and he that. I'm like, huh? Do you actually listen to this guy? Do you listen when he advocates? Even Candace Owens don't call Black people stupid. Not like that. She says it in a certain different way. But come on. And I'm not a fan of Candace Owens at all. I wish Candace Owens would actually come on this side. I mean, you know, I've listened to her talk and how she put her words together and how she go back and forth. I wish Candace Owens was on the side I'm on. Because she's actually pretty smart in a lot of ways, but in other ways, she's extremely dumb. She's wasting her whole gifting doing what she's doing. But this, but the, and I want y'all to notice something. These dudes are offended because I, and I'm gonna have to go into that. Boole Martin is really offended at the terms B1 and FBA. He's offended. Why would you be offended at the terms B1, which just mean black first? Hey, I'm focusing on the black community. We go, it's time for us to focus on us. We focus on everybody else. And what do we get out of that? Nothing. Nobody even says thank you. Nobody even say, hey, I'm in position now. Let me help my black brother and sister that helped us out. So now black folks saying, no, we're focusing on the empowerment of our community. We're not focusing on other people, period. Boole Martin don't like the term FBA, Foundation of Black America. He don't like the reparations conversation because Roland said the same thing that Clyburn. You ain't getting it. Why? They want you to think that way. There were people on the plantation that said, hey, we're not going to be slaves forever. They had the same people like Clyburn back then, too. You ain't getting off this plantation. Go sit down somewhere. You're going to be right here. You better just try to get you a good position on this plantation. That's what you can do. Don't stop trying to cause trouble for massa. I couldn't be against, because think about it. Reparations would benefit all black people who are descendants of enslaved. So how would you, in America, of course, so why would you be mad about that? Why? Because they got people like that. They do qualify by lineage, but they don't want it because they don't want to mess up their position because mass are going to be upset. But you know what, brothers and sisters? We're going to keep paying attention to what they're saying. Now, listen, they just babbling. I don't care about that. But certain things that we got to call out, we're not immigrants. I'm going to repeat that again. Dr. Boole Carr, we're not immigrants. We never have been. How can we immigrate to a place that wasn't even built yet? You immigrate to established nations. There was no nation called the United States of America until our ancestors built it from scratch. So we are not an immigrant. We was here at the beginning and we're here now. So no, the term immigrant don't work for black Americans. Anybody else that came here after the establishment of the nation, fine, immigrate. But not us. Not us. These people, ladies and gentlemen, will say anything for a check, for a luncheon. You know, Boole Martin, he loved them luncheons, boy. Ooh, them luncheons. They love them luncheons. You know, you see him up there with Kamala and Fat Joe and all them other ones. They all, you know, the pictures I saw, D.L. Hughley and all them people like that, all on the payroll to sell us out. Y'all have to understand when these people are talking, it just needs to go in one ear out the other. When you don't take nothing they say serious, look at them no different than you look at CNN or MSNBC. That's the same thing. They just on YouTube. But that's still the same circles. This Boole Martin got on the outs with that. Because, see, Boole Martin just did too much. So they had to kind of put him in his place and relegate him to the internet. They may let him come on every once in a while to do a little guest spot, but they're not going to let him have a show. Because Boole Martin was getting a little too sassy with him. You know what I'm saying? But this is what we're dealing with. And I'm so glad many of you in the community are saying enough is enough. And what I want to see election night, I can't wait to see them numbers. I want to see them Trump numbers high. Of course, if he's the nominee, I want to see them Trump numbers up. Or I want to see them couch numbers up, whatever. Whatever you choose to vote, the couch or Trump, like I said before, I am good with that. I am completely good with that. But I want to see Boole Martin losing his mind like in 2016. I want to see it, ladies and gentlemen. And didn't y'all enjoy that in 2016 when Boole Martin just lost his complete mind? I want to see that video. And you brothers and sisters can help that video happen. You can vote for the couch or you can vote for Trump. See, we advocate voting here. Oh, we're not against voting. Oh, well, we support voting. We support travel here, passports. I want all the people that listen to me get you a U.S. passport. I want all of you to have a driver's license. Well, you should have one. Because you remember when the Democrats tried to say not having a driving license and voter ID was racist? It wasn't racist. Every black person I know got an ID. No, that's for the migrants to go vote. That's what that's about. No, black America supports voter ID laws. We do. Because we got an ID. Even if you can't get a driver's license, you can get a state ID. At minimum, no one is banned from getting a state ID. So please. You need ID to fly. You need ID to get in the club if that's where you're going. You need ID to get in a bunch of places. And black folks got them. I ain't seen one black person when I go to the airport say, "Oh, I don't have an ID." They have it. I'm so glad our people woke up to that swindling they was trying to do to us. Because they try to get us to fight for these issues that are not going to benefit us. But ladies and gentlemen, it's just the disrespect. The disrespect to our ancestors, the lying about immigration. That's all they can do at this point is lie and be disrespectful. That's all they can do because the truth is not on their side. And I can't wait to November because I want to see Boulay Martin rage about that election.